Hi, this is Barry Friedman back with our series of interviews with men who have done the New Warrior Training Adventure and part of the Mankind Project. And today, speaking with a man out of Northern California region and area and a great man, Jerry Gridley. And hello, Jerry. Thanks for being on.
Hi, Barry. Thank you. That's an honor.
You bet. So, Jerry, who is, you know, and this is a tough one, but in a minute or so, who is Jerry Gridley?
Well, right now, I left a corporate career about a year and a half ago, and I have been pursuing a life coaching career and a real estate investment career. I used to be a general contractor.
And a patent holder and a father.
Patent holder, yeah, and a father of two sons.
Yeah. You're the only patent holder I know, so I always want to mention that.
I have several $1 checks to prove it.
Exactly. That's perfect. So, Jerry, when and where did you do the New Warrior Training Adventure weekend?
I did my training in Northern California in Boulder Creek at a camp called Camp Krem, and I did the training in May of 2003.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, you're going back a ways.
And almost 8 years.
Yeah. And when you went to do that weekend, you heard about it somewhere, did you have any kind of objections or concerns about doing the weekend? What was going through your head as you were driving up there?
No, someone had told me about this. I had talked to someone about kind of, you know, where do I go in my life? I was at a crossroads, recently divorced, and just kind of going, God, what is there for me in this world? And a friend of mine mentioned a few things, including this, and I attended an open house and visited a couple of integration groups, the I groups, as we call them, and went, wow, there's something here that calls me, and I was ready. I wasn't going, oh my God, what's this all about? It was like, I'm going and seeing how this can change my life.
Yeah, and I imagine it has, and I'd love to hear some of that. Before I even ask that, though, have you introduced other men in this in your life to this? And what's the reaction when you get when you bring something like this up to people?
You know, I have not brought a lot of men to this. I have introduced a few who mainly. Their reaction is when I talk about what I've gotten from this work and they kind of acknowledge who I am now as a man, and I'm substantially different now than I was before this work, they're like, there's something that you have that I want more information about.
So it sounds like coming from modeling than telling.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Mm. It's how I show up now as a man. The men that I've introduced are all men who are for me, this circle that I've introduced are men who are fairly powerful in their own right, yet there's still something missing.
Yeah.
And so we've done some deep personal work together, and as a result of that, some of which has been my coaching, but some of just, you know, interacting with other men in other means of personal growth or transformational work, that they're like, tell me more about this Mankind Project thing you're doing, because you have something.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, they're seeing that and asking you about it.
Yeah. I mean, because I mention it. I mean, I haven't really gone overboard. I'm not an over-promoter kind of a guy.
Right.
And actually, for many years, I had very few men friends. I had very few connections. I lived for many years a life of isolation. Very alone, very withdrawn, much of which had to do with, I have an autistic son that, you know, going out in public, doing things many normal families do was extremely difficult.
Wow,
so we lived a somewhat isolated existence as in connection with that. It was really the connections that I've made since becoming a part of MKP and doing the New Warrior Training. That work has opened me up. And that's enabled me deeper connections with other men, you know, not only, you know, who I've met through MKP, but other places in my life. I've been able to, you know, be more open and and make deeper connections.
And that sounds like it's radically different from the Jerry before you did this training and started doing a lot of the work where you looked at your life and made some conscious choices.
Yeah, that's true. When I was still married, we stayed very close within our family unit and extended family nearby, and just the circumstances were such that it was difficult. You know, it seemed more difficult to be out there more in public, and really just the demands of taking care of my son when he was little were extremely challenging. When I got divorced, I became a single dad half-time with both of my sons. And it was, couldn't do anything, you know, but have to be out there more.
That's it, right?
You know, that change in the family dynamic was such that, you know, it was easier for my former wife to, you know, take care of the kids, but, you know, it was also easier to just be home, not go out, not go anywhere, and not be connected with other people. And, you know, afterwards, being a single dad half the time, it was no choice, no option. And then, you know, getting involved with the Mankind Project and getting support from other men, you know, that those connections and wanting deeper connection, it was really like, oh my God, this is what's out there.
Wow.
Where I've lived this life in a cave for so long, here's what's out here in the world, and I have support. I don't have to be alone, don't have to do it alone.
Yeah, which is a message a lot of men are either born with, brought up with, or have adopted.
Absolutely, carried it for years.
Where did the New Warrior Training Adventure come in into the timeline of the story you just said about the divorce and single dad and all that? Was that the beginning?
It was about a couple of years after I got
divorced. That's when you got in. Interesting. Well, sounds like just listening to that story for the last couple of minutes just feels like so many pieces came together organically and you stepped into them.
Well, I started, you know, I don't know whether it was just the circumstance. It was like I needed more. I needed more support. I needed more life. I needed to feel more alive and realize that time was passing. And, you know, there was also a piece there of modeling for more so my other son than my autistic son.
Yeah.
I'd say that had a lot to do with it. It was really modeling for him. You know, he could either see a dad who's hiding and alone and isolated, living a life of isolation, or a man who's, you know, doing, you know, out there in the world doing
stepping up
what he needs to do. And so yeah, there was a piece of modeling for him that. And he's an extraordinary young man. He's 19 now, and he's an extraordinary young man. I can't be more proud of him.
Is that beautiful? Wow.
Both of my sons, actually.
Yeah. Absolutely, yeah. So, Jerry, a lot of the work happens on the weekend, and then, you know, you've been at this 7 years or so, and a lot happens in continuing work. Are you in an I group right now? Is that something you do regularly?
Yeah, I'm actually in two. One I've been with the whole time, nearly 8 years now, and then about a year ago, the group got too big. It kind of got so large that we were talking about separating, and a group of men who wanted to branch off were like, well, we don't have the skill set and facilitation skills that are commonly used in our weekly work
yeah.
to continue to explore deeper meaning. And so they asked me if I would support them by coming this offshoot group.
Yeah.
And, I kind of thought, wow, that's 2 days a week out of my life. And, they were so earnest that I said, I'll support you. So
wow.
How it's turned out is my original group, I go every other week.
Oh, okay.
And the newer group, I've been going every week for about a year now, and with a commitment from those men to really pursue in their own right, learning the tools that we use in order to
nice.
Promote that
right, yeah.
deeper look within.
Oh, nice.
It's been incredible.
Yeah. So, Jerry, you this interview series is aimed at men who haven't yet done the weekend, and we're talking to them and trying to put them in the shoes of men, what their lives are like and what their lives are like now. What would you tell a man who's thinking of taking this step in his life right now?
I think the main thing that I would tell any man who's considering this is really only that I can only speak for myself, and that is this work has dramatically transformed my life. I've become a better father as a result of this work, more open-hearted. The relationships that I've developed with women since doing this work have been far deeper and more meaningful. So I would say take a risk and look at an opportunity to look deeper within and learn more about who you are as a man in the support of other men. It's really powerful. It's an amazing thing to sit in a circle with other men who are there to do deeper work. It's not a sit around and BS
yeah.
kind of a group. It's really men supporting each other to look deeper at how to become a more open and authentic man.
Yeah.
It's been amazing for me. So if you're out there thinking about it, take a risk and take the risk to transform your life.
Mm. Well said, yeah. Hey, thank you for sharing that and all your experiences and digging into some places. I didn't know where we were going to go on this call, and I to me they're very powerful to hear, and I hope the men listening to this are finding a place in their inside of them that is listening to this what you've explained, how your life has changed and how you stepped up to the plate and took ownership as a mentor and a father and a leader. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for doing this, Barry.
You bet. Thank you so much, Jerry.